This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, our West Coast correspondent, Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hi, this is Ed Pinkley from Ed Pinkley Motors, the home of the Pinkley Taurus. Are you like me? Is your patio deck cluttered with trash, leaves, and moldy dog doo? Has it become stained and discolored from years of neglect? Well, if your deck is in need of a good sprucing up, have I got news for you. I'm proud to introduce my new patio deck cleaning service featuring our professional crew of ladies armed with high-performance vacuum cleaners, powerful enough to suck up any stains and debris. And what do we call our service? We call ourselves the Deck Suckers.
Call Deck Suckers when your patio's a wreck. We're Deck Suckers. Sit back.
So if you want your deck sucked, call the Deck Suckers. Whether you have a little deck or a huge deck, like yours truly, Ed Pinkley, call us and find out why our customers always say, "Man, you guys really suck."
Call Deck Suckers. We'll get the job done quick. We're Deck Suckers. Sit back and let us suck your...
Take it from me, Ed Pinkley. It's Deckalicious.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And we're going to try to hook up with the satellite and get... there we go. There's Al Jackson. Look at that man.
Hey.
Between the vines and the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. There he is.
Hey, Al, duck down. What's on your head? Get a little lower.
It's just, I wear a ski cap in the house all the time. I look like the only black dude in the lodge that does never skis. He just hits on your wife when you go out to ski.
Like, I love that guy.
Now, Al Jackson joins us from Denver. Now, I understand you had 15 inches of snow over the weekend.
We did our first snow kind of lockdown. Tom, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. I didn't mind it. I really kind of I feel like we are animals at our core, and I like the idea of being snowed into your cave.
Yeah,
you cook,
too.
You watch some football. There's no like, you know, I don't like the way I'm trying to phrase this so I don't sound like a 500-year-old man. There's too much going. I like to just sit. Everyone, like, I was listening to Jay-Z this morning when I was getting up and getting ready for the show, and he says, I got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. And I just at 47, I was like, do you know what a nightmare it would be to travel with six chicks? Like, just be like, go get Christy. We're getting the cars here. Her card's at the bar. I already have my card down. Just tell, and you're just like, I hate this.
Yeah.
I would hate it. Yeah. I just want to sit and just talk to my dumb friends and watch football. Shout out to the Commanders tonight, chick. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Let's go. LFG. Here we go.
Now, we were talking about football before, Al, and I know you used to go to Browns games because you grew up not too far from where I did. And yeah. My dad used to always go, because we had season tickets to go to the Browns. We were like row double Z at the old Cleveland Stadium where you know, those winds that knocked over the Edmund Fitzgerald would blow across Lake Erie. they'd blow across Lake Erie, too. And my dad would always say, bring home a winner.
I love it. Just, you know, and the Browns, we have not won. And, you know, Tom, I'm resigned. I'm 47 years through this life. I know it's probably not going to happen during my term, but it doesn't matter. My best memories are tied up in Browns games. I remember not understanding why people were acting the way they were around me, because we would go sit in the dog pound in, like, the 80s, bro. And people were... The word drunk isn't the right word. It's like, it would be like calling like a pirate on a boat in the 1700s drunk. Like, that's a different kind of drunk, how the people were around me. But it like showed me like what real life was. And I was like, I'm around grown people that you're yelling the F word at our quarterback. It was like such a coming of age for me.
Yeah, they get brave when they're drunk in groups.
And I wonder who came up with the idea of throwing batteries.
Yeah.
They're just small enough to sneak in, but they're going to cause a problem when
that's
they
a
hit
Browns
somebody.
Thing?
Yeah.
My dream podcast, chick, is to have like maybe a 15 or 20 episode series about why certain things are illegal at stadiums. You know, like now you can't have a top on your beer or they take the ring off of your beer can. I'd like wonder, you know, obviously there was a period where they were giving people glass bottles and head on into Pittsburgh Stadium. And then they had to learn they can't do that.
Right.
Like all these things were like... They had to learn because something horrible happened.
Yeah.
So remember, they used to give out those mini bats?
Yeah.
What the hell were they thinking?
Well, and Cleveland is, of course, the home of the famous, was it nickel beer or dime beer night? I forget what it was.
It could have been nickel beer, but maybe it was.
I think it was nickel beer night.
Whatever it was a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things you go, in retrospect.
Yes.
That's how... It's really fascinating, these things that, like, no one knew. Like, oh, I mean, when you watch highlights of, you know, Reggie Jackson hitting a home run or the Celtics winning in 86, random fans just ran onto the Boston parquet, like, just rushed the court like it was Texas Tech or something. Like, you couldn't get that close to an NBA player now. Like, you would be, I mean... beyond tackled, but they had to realize, like, oh, we need security around the perimeter. It's all these things that we just take for granted now. You know, let's cut off beer sales in the seventh inning, which are actually changing, because obviously my girl works for the Rockies, because with the pitch clock, and this is interesting, they're not getting as many beer sales out as they used to. So they're thinking about extending the beer sales a little bit more. But, yeah, they had to cut the sales off because people were getting hammered.
That's interesting.
Yeah, beer and inning, it'll do that.
That is interesting. The pitch clock has affected beer sales? Wow.
Bro, games are much...
Well,
you cut 45 minutes off a game.
Absolutely, yeah. It's cut, 40... Oh, I was going to say a half hour, but 45 minutes.
It's the biggest change in this pro sport that I've seen, because there was... If you watch because I just watched that Red Sox Yankees, the comeback on HBO, the 3-part series.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting, but chick, man, you watch it and like the pitcher like takes his hat off, puts it under his arm, rubs the ball, steps off them. You just forget that. And I mean, that is gamesmanship. But on a Wednesday, when you got kids and stuff, if you can just be like, let's just throw the ball, bro. I'm paying a sitter. Yeah. It's way better.
Al Jackson is our guest. Al, I know that you are conversant with the world of hip hop.
I am.
I am not.
What?
I was raising children or something when that was popular. I guess it still is. It's not my thing, if you will. But apparently, Mark Zuckerberg, the head of what's it called now, Meta, the Facebook guy, the billionaire, is about as unhip as they come. However, he's trying to hip himself up a little bit. I don't know if you've heard about this, but he performed with T-Pain and recorded a song for his anniversary with his wife, his dating anniversary. It's quite clever. Can you play this for Al?
Should we play the original or play the Mark Zuckerberg update?
Oh, play it. Are you familiar with Mr. What is it? What's the name of the
Absolutely,
band?
Absolutely, yes. You can play the Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay, here's Mark Zuckerberg.
Drops down my balls till all these bitches fall.
Now, I believe he was saying something about the sweat on his balls and then the bitches fall. What was
crawl,
it?
Crawl.
What is it?
Crawl.
The bitches crawl. Oh, I see. So humiliating.
What's T-Pain and Zuckerberg doing Lil Jon and the Ying Yang Twins and the Eastside Boys?
But doesn't it remind you of Nelly doing the song with Tim McGraw? Like it has that sound.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
And now we're pretty convinced Mark knew he was being silly here. It was just...
Oh, yeah.
I hope so, but you know who wasn't being silly? T-Pain's agent.
Yeah.
So as you know,
you
know, he was like, just write zeros on that check till your wrist gets tired.
Yeah. I would guess several hundred thousand.
Yes. Really?
No. A million.
You think a million?
Yes. North of a million. Yep. I bet so.
Really?
Yes. Sure.
I would hope so.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I was T-Pain, I'd charge him $10 million just to see what he'd do. Yeah.
Hell, you got to start somewhere, right?
Yes, and the first one who says a number loses. You know this, Tom.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Wow. Al, would you charge to do that?
I see, you have to think about what do normal people think is a lot of money, and then I would, but then you can't go too crazy because it's obvious that you're trying to go in. So I would just, I'd be like, just shoot that $4 million over. And we will get on.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to keep a straight face, like when you ask like two girls, do they want to have a threesome? Like, you're scared. But you have to be like, yeah, do you guys want to go to the room right now? But you can't come off desperate. You have to act like, yeah, of course, right?
Very casual.
You have to convince the other people with your eyes and your mannerisms.
My favorite story about negotiating is Tim Wilson told me one time he was trying to get a record together. And he wanted Levon Helm to play drums.
Oh, I love this.
And he calls Levon Helm and he gets gets the number of the whole thing. And Levon answers the phone and Tim said, well, we can get you $40,000 for the weekend if you come and play the drums. And Levon said, well, that sounds pretty good, Tim. But I think we can do better than that. It was just like, it was so cool. Yeah.
And by the way, that story ends with a bag of cash.
Yeah, and
it was a supplement to the...
Absolute cash plus the check, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Very good. Al, we need to continue my education in the world of street slang, if you will, hip-hop vocabulary. Do you have a word for me today?
I have a phrase for you, if that works.
Even better.
All right, Tom, let's start easy. Why don't you tell everybody in the studio and all our friends listening, what does it mean to be vibe checked?
Vibe checked?
Vibe checked.
Yes, sir.
Vibe check. I'm assuming that it means when someone walks in the room, say in the morning, I try to see what kind of vibe it is and how they're doing and if I'm going to have a good day or a bad day. For example, tomorrow morning, should the Washington Football Club get slaughtered, when Chick walks in at 10 after 5, I'm going to have to do a vibe check to make sure he hasn't been contemplating slashing his wrists. And then is he going to take it out on me, or are we going to have a good day? Is that fair?
That is
it's like 80%
you can
correct.
Get.
Yeah.
That's, yes, that's like 80%. Just using that same analogy, you'd be like me and everybody in the studio. We were having so much fun. I was in the middle of this hilarious story. You know, Washington got killed last night. Chick comes in, totally vibe checks me. You know, he's got a weird attitude, and now no one's talking. So it's just like you're in a good mood, and then like somebody comes and just like throws water on it. Like, what do you like? You just killed the vibe in here. You checked our vibe.
Oh, that happened on this show the other day when we were talking with Allie Breen. It was a couple weeks ago. She remember we were having all this fun talking about stuff, and then she had a letter that was just incredibly sad and awful.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were vibe checked.
Too real.
Yeah. Too real.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Well, Al, you got one more for me. We got time.
I do, Tom, and I like this one because it's fun. Tom, when would you use the phrase "What's bussin', bro"?
What's bussing?
Bussin'.
Okay. Bussing probably is.
Why? You know, this one is probably something to do with the restaurant industry. You're cleaning up tables.
I've worked in restaurants.
From what I understand, it is kind of related to restaurants. At least bussin' can be. We once learned that bussin' means it's delicious or it's great food.
Yes. Yeah.
It tastes awesome.
So if I say,
and Chick, since then, it's morphed a little bit. But yeah, I'm telling you, I'm all into this. Gen Alpha slang. They have their own language, and it's evolved since we were doing bussin', which you're right, originally meant taste good.
So you say you don't say like what's bussin', bro, to your server at a restaurant, so they'll suggest what the best thing is on the menu.
No. So when would you, even though I think technically that would be correct, when would you say that just in casual parlance, Tom?
What's bussin', bro?
Does it just mean, well, hey, what's good? What's how you doing? What's good? What's good these days?
Yeah, that's it. Hmm. So, Tom, use that in an example for us, please.
I'd be going for my annual checkup, which I'm doing next week. I'd walk up to my 30-year-old doctor who just had his third child and is like Mr. Fitness, and go, doctor, what's bussin', bro? And he'd look at me go, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, he would look at you and go, well, first a CAT scan.
clearly there's some brain issues. Yeah. We have to find out what.
I have a question, Al.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to an old, remember Monifa? You remember?
Of course.
And there's a gentleman who sings throughout the song, or he kind of speaks, and he starts with, I believe the phrase is jackknife in the quarterhouse. Jackknife in the quarter house. All we want to do is make you bounce. Monifa, won't you turn it out? You remember that?
I do remember. I never thought about what that meant. I'm like, is that a... Because you have to remember, back then when Monifa was out, rap was a very regional. Like, there was kind of Midwest Chicago rap. There was down south, and they were very... Almost like how wrestling started.
Huh.
You know, like, there were different regions.
Yes.
And so there would be slang... That, like, Chicago slang was much different than Cleveland. Jackknife in the quarterhouse. I wonder if that was a dance.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. That's, you know what I think about, though, obviously, in watching football all day, is, you know, even when it's like a song like Get Low, they'll play just like, from the window to the wall. They'll do that in the stadium, and then it'll fade out. And I'm like, does everybody know what the second half of that phrase is? Like,
oh, yeah, they keep singing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they of course. And it's like they play Annie Up for Philadelphia Eagles. That's their song, their rap song, Annie Up. And I'm like, that song is about robbing a guy on the street.
I just looked this up.
Annie Up means...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, take rings off. Take things off.
Yeah.
Annie up.
Oh.
Everything off. That means get naked and give me everything you have on.
I Googled jackknife in the quarterhouse, and hilariously, it sent me to a website called Misheard Lyrics.
Oh. Well, that's not what he's saying?
He apparently is saying jacked up. Oh, no. All right, the Jack Knight and Dakota House, or there are all kinds of
Jack Knight and Dakota House.
Yeah, Jack Knight, like two. There are two people, Jack Knight and Dakota House.
Oh,
this is even more confusing.
Yeah. That's wild.
Hmm.
Yeah,
this would take a whole segment.
I probably got
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Dakota, of course, is in New York City. Where sadly, John went. Al, it's always a great pleasure.
Hey, I love you guys.
We love you, Al.
Bye, Al.
And the next time I see you, I'll say, "What's bussin', bro?"
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we will take you in for a checkup.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.